Today, we will look through the eyes of the old and dig up the inventors and technology of the Gilded Age. This documentary is presented to you by Jade Buckler, Jackson Cornella, Kenzie Digman, Brian Watson, and Victoria Rich. Now, on to Brian Watson with the Industrial Revolution.
To continue, we will take a peek into the future of the world by looking at the biggest inventions of 1850, including the spinning jenny, the light bulb, and the telegraph. But there's more we won't be able to get into today. The spinning jenny works into the sewing machine, which is a big part of America's textile future. Starting in the mid-18th century, inventions like the spinning jenny, a wooden frame with multiple spindles, the flying shuttle, the water frame, and the power loom made weaving cloth and spinning yarn and thread much easier. Producing cloth became faster and required less time and far less human labor. It was more efficient, and mechanized production meant Britain's new textile factories could meet the growing demand for cloth both at home and abroad. Where the British Empire's many overseas colonies provided a captive market for its goods. In addition to textiles, the British iron industry also adopted new inventions. Moving on, let's take a gander at the light bulb. In 1878, the creation of a practical long-burning electric light bulb had eluded scientists for decades. With dreams of lighting up entire cities, Edison lined up financial backing, assembled a group of brilliant scientists and technicians, and applied his genius to the challenge of creating an effective and affordable electric lamp. With unflagging determination, Edison and his team tried out thousands of theories. Convinced that every failure brought them one step closer to success, on January 27, 1880, Edison received the historic patent embodying the principles of his incandescent lamp that paved the way for the universal domestic use of electric light. The patent number for his electric lamp is 233,898. Today, we will set our eyes on the one and only telegraph. Inventor Samuel Morse developed the telegraph system. Morse's system sent out a signal of series of dots and dashes, each combination representing one letter of the alphabet, or Morse code. The inventor submitted the patent for his device, which he called the American Recording Electromagnetic Telegraph. In 1837 and in 1838, he sought a congressional appropriation to fund his expansion by performing the first public demonstration of this machine for Congress. Despite an impressive exhibition of the new technology, Morse did not receive the funding as he requested until the 27th Congresses in the years 1841 and 1843.
To begin on the subject, we will take a ride on the train to discover what exactly was the Transcontinental Railroad. The Transcontinental Railroad took a long time to build and was a major who's better railroad because it was something the U.S. badly needed. Because to travel the U.S. before the railroad cost $1,000. In our time, that would be almost equivalent to $35,760. After they built the railroad, it only cost about $150 to go to the west, which is equivalent to $4,258.50 today. It is still a lot more, not as much as before. The Transcontinental Railroad was built because it would make travel better in the U.S., and with the gold depleting in number, they needed something to get more people to the west, so they built the railway. In 1862, the Pacific Railroad Act charted the Central Pacific and the Union Pacific Railroad Companies, tasking them with building a transcontinental railroad that would link the United States from east to west. Over the next 7 years, the two companies would race towards each other from Sacramento, California, on the other side of Omaha, Nebraska, on the other struggling against great risk before they met at a point, Utah, on May 10, 1869. The building of the Transcontinental Railroad opened up to the American West to more rapid development. With the completion of the track, the travel time for making the 3,000-mile journey across the United States was cut from a matter of months to under a week. Connecting the two American coasts made the economic export of Western resources to Eastern markets easier than ever before. The railroad also facilitated westward expansion, escalating conflicts between Native American tribes and settlers who now had easier access to new territories.
Technology and natural resources had a huge impact on this Gilded Age. So while we pick at this information, we will discover amazing things about natural resources. To start, we will jump onto the rig and see how the oil had technology influences. There were, though, a number of technological and financial problems involved. Hundreds of independent producers had their own few wells. This crude oil had to be transported from many scattered sources in hills and wooded areas. Through references to continue and finish, we will take our pick at and discover iron and coal. A large number of cities produced items of iron and steel transferred by the trains, farm equipment from Cyrus McCormick's Chicago factory to rural areas of the Midwest and Great Plains, the revolutionary typewriter from New York to offices around the country, and spools of barbed wire from the Midwestern plants to the Great Plains. The most visible uses of coal in the United States were to manufacture iron, steam engines, and railroads. Americans had made iron before coal using charcoal. Wood burned in the absence of oxygen, but charcoal required lots of wood, and this limited its total supply. With coal, iron production coal could expand and more slowly, given rise to further industries that in turn used more coal, such as steam engines.
If there were no inventors, then we would not have advanced technologically in our world. So let's put our brains together to remember to take a time machine back and look at the wonderful inventors of 1850. Samuel F.B. Morse was a graduate from Yale who became a very accomplished painter. Samuel later became a very well-known inventor who added on to the telegraph system. But he is one of the most well-known inventors because he invented Morse code. Moving on to Henry Bessemer, or in full, Sir Henry Bessemer, was born on January 19th, 1813 in England. Henry Bessemer was an inventor and engineer who developed the first process for manufacturing steel for cheap or inexpensively, which later led to the development of the Bessemer converter. Fun fact, Henry Bessemer was knighted in 1879 before dying on March 15th, 1898. Let's travel to 1847, when Alexander Graham Bell was born on March 3rd, 1847 in Edinburgh, Scotland. Alexander was a Scottish-born American inventor, scientist, and teacher of the deaf, whose foremost accomplishments were the invention of the telephone in 1876 and the refinement of the phonograph in 1886. Alexander later died on August 2nd, 1922. To end our trip, we will travel to one of the most well-known inventors, Thomas Edison, in full Thomas Alva Edison. He was born on February 11th, 1847 in Milan, Ohio, U.S., and died on October 18th, 1931 in West Orange, New Jersey. Thomas Edison was an American inventor who singly or jointly held a world record of 1,093 patents. In addition, he created the world's first industrial research laboratory. But he also improved upon the light bulb and then sued for the patent and later died on October 18, 1931. Fun fact, he drank warm milk every day of his life.
Now that we've gone through the time machine and rode the train to discovering the Industrial Revolution, let's now recap on some information about the technological advances of the Industrial Revolution. We as America gained some amazing inventions, including the steamboat, the locomotive, the light bulb, the spinning jenny, and many more. There were some amazing inventors who sculpted America, including Samuel F.B. Morse, Thomas Edison, and more. We also learned that natural resources played a huge part in the technological side of the Industrial Revolution. To continue, we also learned a little bit of the Transcontinental Railroad and what it had to do with the Industrial Revolution and the technological side of the Industrial Revolution. To end our documentary, let's thank our wonderful guides to the past, Kenzie Digman, Brian Watson, Jackson Cornella, and Victoria Rich. Thank you and have a wonderful day.